This is Falkirk Daft.
With Behind the Wall and the Falkirk Football Fans in Training.
Hello and welcome to Falkirk Daft. It's episode 2 of the new season and I am here to preview the St Mirren game in the company of my friend Ross Turnbull, St Mirren season ticket holder. Ross, but Wayne is not here with us. He is busy, so you'll have to just put up with me. And if you are watching the video version, I'm not in the red light district. I'm in a radio studio, just so you're aware of that. If you're listening to the audio version, this will make absolutely no sense apart from having a sexy mic here. Anyway, what's been happening since we last spoke? Well, we've got a new guy through the door. We spoke to Jamie, and true to his word, we've got a new signing, and we've paid money for him from Nottingham Forest, Joe Gardner. And get this, I've got my Gardner joke coming up. But anyway, he's signed on a 3-year deal. We've signed for money. It makes him the 12th summer signing. Jeez, we've turned over a few players. And that's plays in the 10, isn't a striker. So that's really interesting. And as he's a Gardner, you would expect him to play in the hole. See, Gardner hole digs holes. I don't know. Anyway, any Gardner jokes, put them down. Football related Gardner jokes, leave them in the comments or tweet us at Falkirk Daft on Instagram or Twitter, if you will. But yeah, looks an interesting prospect. Irish under 21 international. Obviously, played at Forest, so he's come through that academy. Been out on loan a couple of times. Apparently likes to carry the ball. One Forest fan messaged us on our Twitter, said he carries the ball really, really well. In his interview, he said, you know, he likes to make chances. So, perfect player for the 10. It'll be, I guess, between him and Ben Krehouse that'll be trying to battle for that number 10 role. Probably still short wingers. Is Kyrell coming back? That would be amazing. Certainly Aidan Doherty, as you discussed in the podcast, showed up really, really well in the game at the weekend there. So yeah, let's see what happens. More signs probably to come in. I think John McGlynn, when he was interviewed, said there's about 2 or 3 more to come in, so I doubt they're going to be in place for Saturday, but certainly Joe Gardner will be there. Will he start the game? It will be interesting to see. But yeah, not much to report apart from that on the Cobb News front. One thing to say is please keep your messages, your tweets on Instagram. Leave your comments below on your favourite strip and your favourite player to play in that strip, because we're compiling this for Matthew J. Wood, who's putting together a print for the 150th anniversary. So we're going to get all the classic strips and all the classic players that were in that strip. Me and Ross discussed that, and there's been a few bits of correspondence about that. We're going to get to that when we record Monday's show this weekend after the St Mirren game. So we'll get all your correspondence from the YouTube and from Twitter on that this weekend when we're back on with the review show. But this is the preview show, and we're looking ahead to St Mirren. We want to get the lowdown on our first Scottish Premiership opponents of the season, and we're going to do that in the company of my friend Ross Turnbull.
Thank you very much. Hello, how are you?
Very well, Ross. Thank you for joining us on Falkirk Daft again this season. We welcomed you back. You must have done all right the last time.
I know, I didn't embarrass myself. That's what I was worried about.
Oh, no, you were excellent. You were excellent. So that's why you're back on, to give us the lowdown on St Mirren ahead of the opener this weekend. Been a while since I spoke to you, though, Ross. A lot has changed at St Mirren. You know, you were on the high of the League Cup win the last time. But since then, you lost your manager. You employed a temporary manager in Craig McLeish. You got in a bit of trouble and strife down at the bottom of the table in relegation. And you end up in the relegation playoff. But ultimately, came through that against Partick Thistle. How are you feeling after all that?
It's a bit of like, can I just take a breath? Because last season was such a roller coaster. Like winning the League Cup, we caught that little bit of a glimpse of Wilfred Nancy. If not, we wouldn't have won that cup.
Missed out on that magic moment at Falkirk.
We then lose Stephen Robinson, 6 or 7 games out from the end. We also get to Hampden for the Scottish Cup semi-final. Lose that. Do everything in our powers to get it to extra time, but just kind of faded away towards the end. And then obviously, as you're saying, bringing Craig McLeish in, which was a gamble, and in all honesty, nearly didn't pay off, because if I'm being brutally honest, having watched both those playoff games, Partick Thistle probably deserved it.
Really? Really? I mean, obviously gave you a good game in the cup as well, didn't they? Yep. So there was a bit of fear, but Yeah, I mean, from the outside looking in, I thought it was an interesting appointment in Craig McQuaid. Obviously, he's a different brand of football from what Stephen Robinson was playing.
Yeah.
How is that working for you?
I get his philosophy of bring in the youth and play the youth, and he wants to be a certain style of play. It's obviously very different. Like under Robinson, you knew how we were going to set up. We're going to be three at the back. We're going to have wing backs that would just bomb the park all day. He's probably put us more into a back four. But I just don't know if it's going to butter any parsnips this season.
Butter any parsnips, what a phrase. Love that. Yeah, it's so... Has he got the players to play the system he wants to?
I don't think he does. He's obviously brought in a few of his own players. I don't know how much of his signings or how much the board have maybe had a say. But there doesn't seem to be any kind of fluidity or any kind of like plan. Like you saw on Sunday against Dunfermline, like fair play to Dunfermline, they put on Chris Kane and Zach Rudden, and you knew what they were going to do. I'll stop short of calling them hatchet men, but that's kind of what they were doing. And we were trying to play it from the back and we didn't have an alternative. They're screaming from the stands, just lump it up the park, clear your lines. And we weren't even getting over the halfway line for a good 10-15 minutes.
But I mean, it's been a decent, you know, the Dunfermline result aside, he's had a decent campaign in the League Cup. I mean, you always are through the next round as opposed to us.
Yeah, well, I think with the greatest respect to lower league oppositions, you should be beating Dumbarton, you should be beating East Kilbride. Like these sort of teams, you should be beating.
Fair enough. It was a scary moment against East Kilbride.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly. I was this close to not going to Black Rooster anymore. but you kind of expect to win those games. You know yourself with the League Cup, obviously, with it kind of no pointless pre-season friendlies and stuff. But I'd rather have pre-season friendly where things go badly and you can go, right, we need X, Y, and Z, instead of things being rosy and you go into the league season thinking, yeah, this is all fine, and then the window shuts and you're kind of at a drift until December.
Yeah, I mean, X, Y, and Z, you talk about, you've lost a few players out, Miguel Freckleton, O'Hara going to Kilmarnock, obviously Scott Tanzer coming to Falkirk, I'll ask you about him in a bit, Ocean Smith joining Park Thistle after the loan, Mikko Mandrom's going to be a big loss for you, I'm guessing, James Scott as well. What out of all those players, who would you say is the biggest loss to St Mirren?
Probably between Mandron and O'Hara. The only trouble with O'Hara is he's just not fit enough. If Kelly can get him fit, they will be fine. There's absolutely no doubt in my mind. The way he controls that midfield, he does the dirty stuff that nobody really sees. Mandron as well, just a big target man. You get you easily 10-15 goals a season if you just feed him the right balls. It's a bit of a difficult one because we're obviously still a couple of weeks away from the transfer window closing, so you've kind of got that time to get reinforcements in, but you'd rather have them in, bedded, and know how the system's going to be playing instead of the league season starting and the boys have to hit the ground running.
Yeah, and the players that you brought in, Samuel Ramos, Ryan Carr, Jacob Chapman's goalie from Huddersfield, Henry Fieldson from Queen's Park, and then Chris Mockbee from Airdrie, which I think is a really interesting signing. Out of those boys, who's been impressive?
Ramos. That boy will just run himself in.
He scored a lot of goals in the League Cup, didn't he?
He scored a lot of goals in the League Cup, but like just his work rate, he just doesn't want to give up. He just keeps going and keeps going. And I agree with what you say about Mockbee, but the only thing is, on Sunday, we were playing him as a winger, and he's more of a centre mid. So I don't know what was going on there or what the tactic was behind that, but Dunfermline saw it and read through it.
Yeah, no, I'm not too sure if Chris, seen him obviously at Airdrie, and he was never a massive standout. He obviously was at Dunfermline and then Airdrie. Hmm. And he was never, I don't think, a massive standout for me, but you know what? A lot of people rate him, and I thought it was a really interesting move, and I thought, if that's the ambition that St Mirren have this season, is he a Premier League player, and how will they fare?
See, that's the trouble with it. Like, I mean, every signing's a bit of a gamble, but with Fieldston and him and Carr, like, taking boys from the lower leagues, do they cut the mustard? Sula looks like a replacement for Mandron. He's just a big target man that's just going to cause you so much trouble. But I am I'm really impressed with Ramos. He has been, but I know it's early days, but really impressed with that one.
Yeah. Yona Junga picked up the ACL at the end of last season as well. He's signed a new deal as well, which I found really interesting because he's not going to be available to the new year, but obviously he's done enough last season to prove that he's worth it.
Obviously what he did in the League Cup, every St Mirren fan will thank him for. But for me, obviously he got injured towards the end of last season, couldn't play. The club offered him a deal in May, and he turned it down. And it's only, what, last week that he said, you know what, I want that deal. So I don't know if it's maybe a bit of he's trying to go see if the grass is greener elsewhere and realised I'm still injured. Nobody's going to take me on. And there's no bitterness because he is a good player, but I think when he comes back, you'll have to realise it's not going to be as prominent as it was last season. It's probably going to be a squad player.
Of course not. I mean, last season, let's talk about the Falkirk. I mean, 6 points out of 9 off Falkirk last season. You took 6 points at the Falkirk Stadium, and we went to your place and took 3 points there. What did you make of those games last season?
I think it just showed that either of us could win. And I think we're both very good away from home. That's the other takeaway, because you came to us and we made you look like prime Barcelona, and I didn't really watch the games when we were away, but getting the results is, it's never an easy place to go to Falkirk and get a result. So it's one of those ones that I think that trend's probably going to continue into this season, and the games are going to be very tightly contested, as Saturday will be as well. But it's anyone's guess is what way the 3 points are, if it's going to be a draw.
Yeah, no, it's going to be an interesting match. We'll get to your match prediction in a minute. Let me talk to you. Obviously, we've taken Scott Tanzer from you, and he's shown up really, really well in pre-season in at left back. You know, it's going to be a real fight between him and Leon McCann for that number three jersey. And then Ryan Strain as well, a player you'll be really familiar with as well. From the outside looking at it, how good of players are they, Ross?
Strain's very similar to O'Hara. Keep him fit and you have got an absolute gem on your hands. He is a fantastic player. Tanzer is another one. He's just Mr. Reliable. He'll play all day and he'll run all day. So it's interesting to see how they'll fit into that side. Obviously, they've lost a load of players this season, Calvin Miller and Barney Stewart and players like that. So it's interesting to see how usable recruit and whether they'll gel into McGlynn's sort of system before Saturday, hopefully after Saturday. we'll see. I'm not worried for Falkirk. I mean, I'm more worried for ourselves. And having looked at the League Cup campaigns, probably St Johnstone as well need to be a little bit worried looking over their shoulder. But I think yous will be fine. I think you've got to tune out those players.
Where do you think St Mirren are going to end up this season? You know, and what do you need to do to what positions are you needing to fill in that squad?
Yeah, I think just we need a centre back. I know Gogic is really good and I love Gogic to pieces, but I wouldn't play him as a centre back. I'd set him just in front of the back four as that kind of like dirty man just to kind of pick up the pieces. I think we maybe need a little bit out wide. There was talk of a Ghanaian under 21 international coming in. Fabrizio Romano, everyone loves to hate.
Fabrizio Romano's now talking about some man.
Yeah, exactly. What a world we live in. He was tweeting that apparently we were close to that, and there was apparently rumours of a loan from a boy from West Ham as well, a striker. So I'd like to say I've got faith and I want to be positive, but having watched the League Cup campaign, it's wavering a little bit.
So what are you thinking position-wise this season? What is the aim? I mean, as a Falkirk supporter, I'm saying I will bite your hand. I'll take 10th now.
Yeah. Thanks very much. No, absolutely. Bite your hand off for 10th.
Even though we finished 6th last season, it's going to be that difficult second album for us. So, you know, it's like, shake your hands. I'll take time. Thank you very much. I'm guessing you're in a similar vein.
Which is annoying, given that we won the League Cup last year and we'd got top 6 the last 3 years before that and we've been in Europe. You obviously want to kick on and kick on and kick on. But I think 10th, you've got to be a little bit realistic and just be like, right, not that the sun has set, but things need to be a bit more, right, focus on the objectives and just do the basics well. I think that's the main thing.
Well, at least you're not Morton as well. I'm sure you're crying. Saying
nothing. I am.
Yeah, absolutely. Rumours that Killian Phillips, a player I've always been impressed with when he's played against us, will he be in the squad for Saturday, do you think? It looks like there could be a move on the cards for him.
There's been talk of America. If it was me, not at the price that they're quoting, because they're saying about $375,000. For what he did last season and the way he's been
He's got a year to go in his deal.
He has, and that's maybe where the kicker would be, and I don't know if there's maybe an extension, but I think they need to be looking at least north of 500, 600 for me.
Right, okay. That'll be interesting to see. It'll be a telling sign if he's not in that squad. Yeah. Has he played much of the League Cup?
He did. He played on Sunday. He started on Sunday. I think he started he came off the bench in the East Kilbride game, if I remember rightly. So he has got minutes in the legs. But there is a player in there, definitely. Yeah. And he was definitely a bit of a find. But the thing is, as well, he's only got a year left in his contract. If we do sell him to America, you kind of have to think, right, Crystal Palace will have a sell on as well. So
that's really
we
yeah.
need to add the factor in that as well.
Interesting. I'll be interested to see if he isn't in the squad, which I hope he's not, because like you say, he's always been quite impressive when he's played against us. If he's not, you can probably guarantee that he's off. So we'll wait and see what happens there. Right, okay, Ross, let's get your predictions for... In fact, do you know what? Before we get your predictions, we've got to do what we did last season. It's how well do you know your team?
Oh,
yes,
no.
The quiz is back. Ross, last season, I think you scored 5.
Yep.
You were kind of mid-table. So you did all right for yourself.
Whatever happens, I'll be top of the league this time because I'm the first one on.
Exactly, first one on this season. The top player, it was 8 points for Dundee United, Aberdeen, and Rangers last season. So, yeah, whatever happens, you're going to be top of the tree come the end of this podcast, right? Okay, so I'm going to put a minute on the clock. Got 10 questions in front of me about St Mirren. Answer as many as you can correctly, and if you pass any, we'll come back at the end of the 60 seconds. Do you understand the rules?
Yes.
They're very easy, right? Okay. Okay, Ross, your 60 seconds start now. What is the capacity of the Smyzer Stadium?
8,400.
Who is the current chairman?
John Needham.
Which team did St Mirren beat in the final in Barcelona in 1922 to win the Barcelona Cup?
Was it Motherwell?
In 2010, St Mirren beat Celtic 4-0. Can you name one of the players that scored a double on that day?
Michael Higden.
Name any former St Mirren player that played for Scotland at this year's World Cup.
John McGinn.
How many years were in between St Mirren's League Cup wins?
13.
True or false, the record attendance at Love Street was 52,000.
True.
Which St Mirren player scored the first goal at the Smyzer?
Craig Dargo.
Who were the kit makers before Macron?
Himmel. No, it wasn't.
What's the name of Paisley Panda's son?
Peter.
And your time is up. Right.
I got the League Cup question wrong. That's 12 years, not 13. I was adding
12 years, right. Yeah. Right. So, capacity of the Smyzer, I've got 8,000 down here. That is confirmed by Wikipedia.
Okay.
Double check that. We can go to VAR later on, but 8,000. So now, John Needham, you got correct. It was Notts County you beat in Barcelona in 1922 to win the Barcelona Cup. Who knew? Stephen Thompson or Andy Dorman scored doubles against you. The two of them scored that. John McGinn, of course, played at the World Cup. You could have Kenny McLean as well, of course. You said 12 years, not 13.
Yeah.
That was correct. Did you see true or false for the record of 10s?
I said true.
You said true. It was actually false. The record attendance was 437,438 at Love Street back in the day. I think that was against Celtic. It was Dennis Wyness was the first St Mirren player to score the Smyzer for you. Actually, the first goal has just escaped my head, but I can't remember who scored it. It was Kevin Kyle scored the first goal at the Smyzer.
It was mid-January against Kelly. I remember that much.
It was Dennis Wyness that got the equaliser for you that day. Joma were your makers before Macron. And Paisley Panda's son, Ross Turnbull, shake your head in dismay. Yeah. It was Junior P.
Junior P
is the name of Paisley Panderson. That gives you a grand total of 2. But it doesn't start top of the leaderboard, Rob.
Top of the league. Stop the count.
Stop the count now.
Null and void.
Before you go, what's your prediction for the Saturday's match?
I mean, looking at it, the last it's obviously been a bit boisterous given that we went there and turned us over the last 2 games, but I think this St Mirren side aren't as great as the one that was last season.
Yep.
So I'm going to go for a boring 0-0.
Boring 0-0. Personally, I think we're going to sneak one. I think we'll sneak a 1-0 come Saturday, but we'll wait and see. Ross, enjoy the game, but as we always say, don't enjoy it too much. And we'll see you hopefully later in the season for another preview. All right. Ross Turnbull, St Mirren supporter, giving us all down, St Mirren. Thanks for joining us on Falkirk Daft.
Thank you very much.
Thanks very much to Ross. That was brilliant. Gave us the insight into the buddies. I personally think they are in trouble this season. I think they'll be below us. I think St. John's will be below us. And as I say, I'll bite your hand off for 10th. I said it last season. That means if we end up 6th, 5th, 4th, 3rd, 2nd, top of the league, you can come back and clip this and rub it in my face. But yeah, 10th for me this season. We'll see how we go. Really important that we get off to a flyer because we've got a really tough run of games. And with that game against Hearts postponed as well, if we were to lose against them and lose against Motherwell, we're right behind the curve straight away. That is not going to happen, however. 3 points, hopefully, start rolling in this Saturday. So thanks very much to Ross. Thank you very much for listening. Thank you very much for watching. We'll be back for the review show next Monday. But before we go, thanks very much to the Falkirk Football Fans in Training and to our sponsors Behind the Wall as well, who have now got a Falkirk Daft Venom slushy available. What a time to be alive. The Falkirk Daft Venom, still available as a cocktail, but now available as a slushy. Get it in Behind the Wall. Unbelievable scenes. And remember, they've got the complete Stone Roses in there this Saturday, so if you're going to the game, get your ticket to go up the town afterwards and check out the complete Stone Roses. They're absolutely class. I've seen them many a time before, and you know, I mean, Stone Roses, banger after banger after banger, isn't it? So get yourself up the town, get your tickets at behindthewall.co.uk right now and check out the complete Stone Roses up the town after the match, and hopefully 3 points to celebrate this Saturday. Remember, leave your reviews on Apple, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. That really helps us. Follow us on the socials at Falkirk Daft. And remember to like and subscribe to the channel down below. And you can get all the details for our merch. Merch.falkirkdaft.co.uk. Kick yourself out for the new season. Why don't you? I'll be back with Ross for the review show this weekend, or will drop hopefully Sunday night. I might drop Sunday night, I might drop earlier, who knows. And we're going to have details of our brand new Patreon channel, which is coming home. You know, just rinsing this podcast for all it's worth to try and make money. So details on the Patreon, what we're going to have on offer for Patreons, that'll be on this weekend as well. We'll speak to you then. Enjoy the game, mourn the Bairns, and expect the unexpected.
We're Falkirk Daft, talking about the dark blues and having a bit of a laugh. We're Falkirk Daft, you can listen in the pub or you can listen in the bath. We're Falkirk Daft, for everyone who's kidding about being a Falkirk bear. We're Falkirk Daft, we are Falkirk Daft.